The cost of a natural gas line from the North Slope to North American markets has increased dramatically, while it has been a political issue for the past 30 years. And there's a good chance the federal government will recognize that by guaranteeing financing for more of the cost of the project. A provision in the National Energy Security Act currently before the Senate would increase the federal guarantees for development and construction loans from $18 billion to $30 billion. It was proposed in the original bill sponsored by North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan. The current $18 billion guarantee was established to cover 80% of the projected cost of the pipeline in 2004 when Congress approved it. However, Senator Mark Begich says those estimates are now too low.
This just, in my mind, inflation adjusted up to $30 billion, which is important to ensure that there's an option that the pipeline builders can utilize to construct the largest single project in the nation's history. So I think it's important that this be adjusted up to the $30 billion, absolutely.
Senator Lisa Murkowski says she believes a higher guarantee will be included in the final bill in some way, and she says it's more important to the project now than it was 5 years ago when the original guarantee was approved.
Natural gas prices this year have dropped precipitously, but what hasn't dropped are the operating costs, the construction costs. And so the imperative for a loan guarantee investment becomes even more meaningful with a project of this size and this scope.
The principal effect of a loan guarantee is to ease investors' concerns about lending money for the project, and Begich says with that, the financing and development costs will be lower.
And the net result is it saves the users, the people who will be, putting gas in their homes and heating up power plants and all those good things, a lower cost. And that's a good thing. And in my view, it is of national interest to do this gas line. So if we can increase that guarantee, which lowers the cost of interest, which then the consumers benefit with a lower price, that's a good thing.
There have already been some hearings on the energy bill in the Senate, but Begich says it is still in the early stages with several weeks of work left before it is ready. Murkowski says the committee will work on renewable electricity standards this week and will focus on the oil and gas provisions, including the loan guarantee, next Tuesday.